Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. And we're going to begin this morning with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the Daily Word.
Truth. God's truth is my truth. The world is filled to overflowing with information, so much, in fact, that I may find it difficult to know what is true. When I feel overwhelmed, I turn to the most reliable source of truth, the truth of God. God is absolute goodness, peace, and love. These are the enduring truths to which I give my attention and place my energy. Whatever builds me up inspires me and triggers my impulses towards kindness and decency has its roots in spiritual truth. Ideas that promote fear, scarcity, and separation are not based upon divine ideas of love, peace, and goodness. When I stay focused on the name and nature of God, I can more easily discern what is true in the world. Psalms 86 and 11 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name."
Thank you, Sarah, for that daily word reading. This afternoon, we're going to follow along with Silent Unity's prayer service. So if you find a comfortable position, take that deep breath in and breathe out and relax. And as the psalmist said, "Be still and know that I am God." You know, we can say that to ourselves anytime, anywhere, any place. And especially if you're feeling stressed or distressed. Be still and know that I am God. This is our instruction, an invitation to quiet our minds and anticipate spiritual realization in prayer. So as we know God, we know our true nature, which is divine. We are empowered to live in a spirit of wisdom, love, and order. So let's begin by affirming inner peace. And I'm going to read this in the first person, so just make these words your own. Fill them and fill them deeply. With God as my peace, I rest deeply and breathe easily, quieting my thoughts. I become still and simply be. I am present in this moment, recognizing God as the central presence and power within my being. I relax, I rest, and I still myself in peace. I am peace. I am peace. In the quiet of prayer, right here, right now. I am guided by infinite wisdom in all matters. Settling deeper into prayer, I open to the light of divine wisdom illuminating my mind. I am full of light, and I know that light shines upon the path ahead of me, each step revealing the next. I see, I realize, I know in the quiet. I am one with and now fully flourish in divine life. In the stillness of this moment, I know I am one with and now display the glory of divine life. Releasing any thought that does not reflect life, I attune to the energy of life pulsing through me. I am pure vitality. I am whole and free in the quiet. Through the wind and storm, I stand steady, knowing God is my strength. Being still and knowing that I am one with God, I am strong and steady. Nothing can throw me. No trouble can break me. I know that my nature is spiritual strength, and that by my word, I can calm any storm. Breathing in and breathing out, we know we are entering into a precious time where we make that connection with our indwelling spirit. And so we take time in this moment, right here, right now, to rest and trust in the quiet, right here, right now. Now as we prepare to return to this present time, affirm to yourself, I am willing to be a presence of divine love in all my relationships. I am willing to be a presence of divine love in all my relationships. My heart blooms with compassion as I meet others in love. I bless them, seeing only their divine identity. Wherever I go, whomever I meet, my heart hears a call for love and holds the sweetest desire to sow the seed of love. So beginning to return to the presence of this room, if there is anyone who has asked you to pray with them this week, or someone you would like to hold in the essence of the energy we have built here this afternoon, you may speak their names aloud or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we're grateful for each and every one that has ever crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light. We enfold you in this time of prayer, knowing that your highest good is what you are achieving. And we also want to enfold at this time of prayer all the world leaders of foreign countries and our friends in the foreign countries. We know we are one with one another, no matter what continent we're on or what language we speak. And as we prepare to close this time of prayer with a deeper knowledge of God and our divine nature, essential knowledge with which to be the light of the world, we are thankful, restful, and joyful in spiritual service. And so for all these things we have placed in the midst of us, let us affirm together the prayer of protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. Go forth and create for yourself a wonderful week. Blessings.